Joining us on the Overtime Hotline today, Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Razorbacks. Chuck, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
Guys, good to be with you. And I'll remind you, in baseball, 1 for 3 will get you into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, you are exactly right. You're having a really good day when you're batting 1 for 3 on the day.
That's
sometimes,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, you know, Chuck, last night I'm listening to that ball game, and the Hogs, boy, I tell you, it just kind of seemed like they got a spark in their bat late in that game, and you could tell they were really wanting to clinch up that spot in the conference tournament last night.
Yeah, it was a good ball game. And in terms of good ball game, I mean, it was a close ball game through 6, and then then the bats came alive. Egan hit a home run, and they got the lead, and then they kind of padded it there in the ninth. But it was a good win, and they scored when they needed to, and got a good pitching performance again from Killian. So they did exactly what they needed to do last night.
Killian has a good performance. The bats are hot. This is what we've been waiting to see all season, Chuck. Killian finally getting a much-deserved win and having the run support at the same time. And with this win, they clinch a spot in Hoover for the SEC tournament. Kind of talk about what the outlook is now for the Razorbacks moving forward.
Well, they've got to keep winning. I mean, the big picture, obviously, is to get into the NCAA tournament. And, they're close, I think, but I don't think they're a lock by any stretch. And I think they've got to keep winning games. They've got to keep doing what they did last night. They've got to, get solid pitching, and they've got to find a way to put some runs on the board. And, Missouri's a team that, they've lost 13 in a row now in the league. And they're struggling, and it's a weekend where Arkansas ought to do well, and they've got a chance to build some confidence going into the conference tournament. And, hopefully they can do well enough this weekend that not to say that a conference tournament's a moot point, but, you can go down there, and if you lose a ball game, that play-in game kind of changes everything. And, you'd like to be in a spot where you feel good about your chances even if you don't win that game. But, they've just got to do what they did last night, and they've just got to do it a game at a time. And hopefully when Memorial Day rolls around and they announce that field, hopefully they're in there.
You kind of answered part of my question I was going to ask you, Chuck. And, you mentioned how Missouri's on this losing streak in conference play. But for the Hogs, you got to think this has got to be a big momentum builder because, so far this season, the Hogs have not been all that great in games 1 and 2. They'll win one here and there, but really game 3's when they've been picking them up. But I got to think that if the Hogs can get a sweep in this series against Missouri, that takes a lot of momentum going into the conference tournament. And, I hate to think that if the Hogs get a sweep right now, that they go 1 and done in the conference tournament because, that carries a lot of momentum with you.
Well, this team's not won a road series yet this year, so it would be nice to sweep. You're right about that. It'd be great to sweep this series and go down there to Hoover in the, in the midst of a hot streak. By the same token, they need to win tonight. They need to win tonight and put themselves in a spot where, they've won a road series because that's something that they've not done before. And they need to get that done this evening. And when you look at Missouri scores, generally they've lost big on Friday nights, but then they've played some close ball games as the weekend's gone on. They played a 3-1 game and a 2-1 game at South Carolina last weekend after getting drilled on Friday night. So, I would expect Missouri to be better. There, when you look at their scores, there's not an indication that they packed it in, so to speak. I didn't get that impression last night. I thought Arkansas padded it at the end when they threw a pitcher that they probably wouldn't throw the rest of the weekend. I thought Arkansas was able to pad it there. So I don't think anything's going to be conceded tonight. And before they sweep the series, they need to win game 2.
Chuck, all season long we've seen the pitching staff perform well. The bats have been hot and cold, as we've been talking about really the past several years with this squad and this program. Do you think last night's performance, I mean, it seemed like everyone was getting the ball off the plate last night. Can that continue, especially against a bad team like Missouri, and they can stay consistent with that throughout the rest of this series?
Well, you hope so. I mean, you hope that as the weekend wears on and you get further into their bullpen that they'll be able to put runs on the board. I think that's going to be a real key is getting into their bullpen and getting into that second tier of pitchers because, just very honestly, that's kind of been the difference for Missouri this year is they've not scored enough runs for their starters, and when they have to get into their bullpen, they're just not as solid there. So Yeah, I mean, hopefully you can swing the bats well tonight and score some runs and win the ball game.
Blake Baxendale's, he's nursing that hamstring. What, I mean, how long is it going to be before we see him back on the field, do you know?
I'm not sure. That's one of those injuries that, you know, it varies from player to player. I know Tuesday in practice he was really limited in what he could do, and I think he's still really limited in what he can do. So I don't think you plan on that for this weekend. You know, maybe when you get to the conference tournament. I think the thing that you've got to try to do is, without Baxendale and without Beeks, you've got to try to win enough ball games to get in, and then hopefully you get those guys back when you get to the NCAA tournament. I don't know that you can plan on either one of those guys, even in the conference tournament. You know, the most important thing is that, you know, you don't want to bring him back too early and then not have him when you get into the games that really matter. So I think it's important for Baxendale and for Beeks to be fully healthy before they play him again.
Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks, joining us here on Overtime. And really, when you talk about Blake Baxendale not being in the ball game, you know, there's been a pretty good replacement in Clark Egan. He's really stepped up and gotten the job done for the Hogs.
I think he's been the key the last couple of weekends. I think he was the key in the A&M series, and I think he was one of the keys last night. I mean, Anderson had a career night with a couple of home runs and five RBIs, but Egan was on base all five times he came to the plate. I think he's 9 for his last 12, 9 for his last 13, if I'm not mistaken, and hit a couple of home runs in that stretch. So I think he's been the catalyst at the top of the lineup, and I think that's a big reason why they put runs on the board. I think he's been a real difference maker the past couple of weekends.
Let me ask you this, Chuck. I don't know as far – I guess I probably should have done a little bit more research on the tournament, but if the Hogs were to sweep this weekend, could that help improve their seed, or are they locked into that seed for this tournament?
Possible. You know, realistically, I think you're looking at this team being an 8 seed or a 7 seed. They could pass Alabama if Mississippi State won a couple of games at Tuscaloosa, and they took game one last night. So if Mississippi State were to win a couple of ball games there and Arkansas were to sweep this series, they'd pass Alabama, and they'd be the 7th seed. But I think this is probably going to be a 7 or 8 seed team, depending upon what happens the rest of this weekend. A&M lost last night. They're a game back, and Arkansas holds the tiebreak with them anyway. So I don't think A&M's going to pass them. I'm just inclined to think when the dust settles, it's going to be a 7 or an 8 seed down there.
He is Chuck Barrett, the voice of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Chuck, hey, enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the rest of the series, and hopefully we'll talk to you down at the tournament, I guess, next week.
Sounds great, guys. I appreciate you having me on. You guys have a good weekend.